Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish. The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Good afternoon, Rolene. How are you today?
Good afternoon, my good friend, Gary Bromberg.
Rolene. All eyes are on the United Kingdom as Boris Johnson's government seems to collapse one resignation at a time. And today, Israel has the strongest relationship we've ever had with the UK. So let's take a look at how what's changed, and how it's going to impact the relationship going forward now.
Well, this is very interesting to watch because yesterday it was like dominoes. One member of parliament after the other, mostly from his conservative Tory party. And last night when, you know, lights were switched off and some of us went doo-doo to sleep, it looked like Boris was going to put up somewhat of a fight. Today, however, he announced that he will be resigning. We don't know if he's going to stay on as caretaker, prime minister, how long that will be. He said it would be the most sensible thing to do. I think those details are still being ironed out.
Yeah, sorry, Rolene. Yeah, as per my previous guest, it looks like Boris will be staying on in a caretaker role for a couple of months until a replacement has been found.
And so many different replacements are being flouted. We've even heard maybe will it be Theresa May? Could it be Rishi Sunak? Who will it be? Who will it be, everybody?
Who knows?
But
yeah.
It has provided us with an interesting opportunity to look at bilateral relations between Israel and the United Kingdom and how they've really changed and grown since the inception of the modern Jewish state of Israel. So at the moment, under this particular administration, they're the strongest they have ever been. Boris Johnson, a great friend to the state of Israel. He volunteered on the kibbutz in his youth in Israel. When he was mayor of London, came to visit Israel. When he was trade minister, came to visit Israel. And today, conservative friends of Israel paying tribute to the enduring relationship between Boris Johnson and the state of Israel. And this is really echoed in ties between the two countries. You know, when Israel was founded as a modern state, the relation between what was then the fledgling state of Israel and the United Kingdom weren't good at all. As many of you will be familiar, before Israel was the state of Israel, the area was known as British Mandate Palestine, named by the Romans who wanted to get rid of the allusions to the words Judea and Samaria, which was the indigenous Jewish rights to this land. And many of you, if you know your history, and even some of you who don't, may be familiar with the nascent Jews at the time, the early pioneers, having to fight not just the Arabs who were attacked, but also British forces that were stationed in what was then British Mandate Palestine. People can't forget that in the time of the Holocaust, there was the white paper in place which prevented Jewish immigration from Europe to what was then Palestine, which would save lives. And the situation for Jews under British mandate rule. We can't forget, you know, the infamous bombing of the King David Hotel and just how British forces treated Jews in the area as well. Now, when Israel was formed, despite, of course, the wonderful Balfour Declaration and all these wonderful documents, Israel was largely seen as being founded in contravention to international law. That was the feeling of the government at the time. They were more disposed towards the Arabs. And over the decades, we've seen that very much play out in notable British institutions. The BBC, which is a bugbear of many of us, was founded by the British Foreign Office at the time that did not have a positive attitude towards Israel. It's something that unfortunately hasn't seemed to change over the decades. Many people have said, you know, the Queen, Her Majesty the Queen has been to so many countries. She's been to Arab countries, but she had never visited Israel. And that was because of her Foreign Office. The Foreign Office forbid her to visit the State of Israel because they were more, of course, disposed towards the Arab countries. However, this has changed today. Relations are the strongest they've ever been. We've had several royal family members, senior royal family members visiting Israel. The trade and cooperation is at the strongest it has ever been. And just a couple of months ago, when he served as foreign minister, our prime minister, Yair Lapid, co-authored an op-ed in the Telegraph, which is one of the most respected British broadsheets, talking about the mutual cooperation and the mutual fight against Iran and the mutual assurances of security. And, you know, we see that today. And, of course, one of the concerns going forward, and I know I'm condensing a lot into a very short time, a lot of the concerns moving forward is, will this Tory government be able to hold its position in Parliament? There are very, very real fears that should a Labour government come to pass, especially given the recent history with anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism, what effects could they have on bilateral relations between Israel and the United Kingdom? But as we stand right now, relations are as strong as they have ever been.
And hopefully will remain so. All we can do is hope. So Israel's welcomed the 30,000th immigrant from Ukraine and also welcomed Olim from Ethiopia this week. What are the latest updates on this?
Well, we welcomed a significant amount of Ethiopian Olim earlier in the week. Over 100 Ethiopian Olim came home to Israel. Very, very emotional. It is something Israel, of course, is extremely proud of. And we understand that there still are many challenges for Ethiopian Olim in the State of Israel. But a lot of the backlog, a lot of the administration delays have been cleared, and they were able to come home freely and much more easily. But yesterday we welcomed our 30,000th Ukrainian refugee who has fled Ukraine as a result of Russia's invasion. As we know, since I think it is February, Russia has invaded Ukraine, which is an infringement on Ukraine's sovereign territory. We can see every day the horrific, horrific ramifications. And Israel, like many countries, has opened up her doors, not without some criticism. There was some criticism because we were capping the amount of refugees. The High Court lifted that cap just last week, and now we have 30,000 Ukrainian refugees who have come to Israel to make Israel their home. It's absolutely extraordinary when you consider that other countries haven't taken, I don't think even 10,000, but Israel, tiny as we are, opening our doors because we know what it is like to be refugees and have to flee to safety.
Absolutely. And Ukraine's ambassador to Israel has been highly critical of Israel's policy. But is he justified in his criticism?
Well, he has been extremely critical, and he actually has faced a lot of counter-criticism from Israelis. He took issue with the caps on immigration that were in place just over the last couple of months. He also has been extremely critical of Israel not giving weapons or not giving defense weapons over to Ukraine. And he himself has faced a lot of criticism from Israelis because we sit now with a massive threat on our border in the form of Iran. And we also have to be in a position to defend ourselves. We've seen tension growing between Israel and Russia over the last couple of months. Some very, very harsh exchange of rhetoric. And of course, just a couple of weeks ago, he took that ad out in the Hebrew newspaper lambasting Israel for not doing more to help with prosthesis for injured civilians and injured soldiers who have lost limbs. This is an area where Israel does lead. But he has been reminded by Israelis, listen, we were the only country to come in with a field hospital and made sure that we set up field hospitals all along your border the minute those tanks rolled in addition to the hundreds and thousands of tons of humanitarian equipment, including much needed medicines, generators, ambulances, and everything that we needed to do to help you. So with all the challenges that Israel faces, and we do face a significant amount of challenges, just understand, you know, we will help as much as we can.
And Rolene Marks with our Israel report, thank you as always, and Shabbat Shalom. Have a good weekend, and I shall be chatting to you on Monday afternoon on the Overdrive show.